Welcome to You, Me and the Counselling World, the podcast dedicated to student counsellors and their road to getting qualified and beyond. Today, we're going to be talking about how to trust your memory when you're working as a counsellor. Hello, good morning. I'm recording this quite early. It's quite early in the day, but I really wanted to get this done today. It felt really, really important because it's been on my mind for a little while, this idea that came to me in a flash of inspiration. But before I kick off with that, I thought I'd just say good morning to you all. I mean, it might not be morning when you're listening to this. It might be the evening or the afternoon or middle of the night. I don't know. But good morning from where I am right now. And I'm looking out the window and it is very windy. So if you do hear in the background what looks like gale force winds outside, I am sorry, but I cannot change the weather. So I'm going to roll with it because I needed to get this done. I tried to record it last week and the rain was pelting on the window so loudly that you could really, really hear it. So I thought, no. So today there's no rain, but there is an awful lot of gale force winds and lots of trees blowing around outside. But in a way, it feels kind of quite cozy to be sat in here and just talking to you all, really. So I hope you're all doing really well. I hope for those of you that are training, I hope it's working out for you and that you're getting what you need from your training course. I know that it's not easy juggling everything because there's so much to do, isn't there, when you're training? And I do get that. And, you know, I see it with our students at the college and I see everybody going through that process. So, oh, I know. And I remember what it was like for me back in the day when I was also doing the same thing. So I hope it's all going really, really well. I've got a little bit of a croak today, so I hope this sounds okay as well. It seems to be a day of all sorts of things happening, but let's make a beginning and have a little bit of a conversation. And this conversation is really all about a combination of things, really. It's about how do we learn to trust ourselves and trust in our ability to remember. And there's also something about trusting in the process. And I think that feels really important too. And there's something about that connection that we have when we're with a client. It's very different to the connection we have with a client when we're not with them. Does that make sense? There's something about when we're with them, we are in their stuff together, aren't we? We really enter into their world with them. But if you ask me to recall lots of details about a client outside of my client sessions, I find that much more difficult. Now, is that because I can't remember, or is that because there's something else at play? And that's kind of the conversation I wanted to have with you today. And it kind of takes me back to a time when earlier in the time that I've been doing this type of work, if I look back a bit, I used to say to one of my supervisors that, why can't I remember anything? Like I can't recall my clients very well when I'm here in supervision. And I was really heavily trying to rely on my notes and things like that. And I was really struggling to get in contact with a client again when the client wasn't with me. But what I was aware of is that when the client was in front of me, I felt completely connected to them and I could remember everything that they told me previously. So what was that all about? And it's something that I grappled with for a really long time. And as a result of it, I really messed around with how I wrote notes and what I needed to help me to try to remember, because I was so fearful of being judged in supervision for seemingly not remembering my clients. And one day I was just really honest about it and just said, you know, when I'm here in supervision with you, I feel like I can't remember things about my clients. I can't remember what they said or what they were talking about, and I would get clients kind of muddled up in my head a little bit. And I thought, I'm awful at this. I'm awful at this job. I can't even remember my clients when I'm sitting here in supervision. And through lots of exploration and lots of really good supervision, we came to the conclusion that I was so good at putting my client work away at the end when I'd finished with them I was so good at storing their stuff safely that I could only be with the client's stuff when the client was with me. And that was a real revelation for me to recognise that it wasn't about me not being able to remember. It was about me not being able to recall when the client wasn't with me. And that was a really steep learning curve because I've spent a lot of time really writing heaps and heaps and heaps of notes, trying to safeguard myself in case I forgot the name of some long lost relative's dog, you know. And I say that, you know, jokingly, but I think I did used to worry about that type of thing. Like, I'm going to forget the name of their pet, or I'm going to forget the name of the cousin twice removed. And it's something that you learn to really work with. And I think you remember, or I remember, what's really important. But there will be the odd time when I might forget somebody's name, or I might forget, you know, the cat's name or something. That will happen from time to time. But there's also something about being human here. Being a human being and being really congruent with them, being really real. And the relationship that you have with your clients is so unique. It's a really, really special place to be with them. So through that revelation and through understanding that I could remember when I was with them and that wasn't a problem, I began to sort of experiment with myself and reduce the amount of notes that I was writing. And as I sit here now, I write extremely factual notes. They are very factual, as we are all told to do within our training. They don't include loads of, my thoughts and feelings. In fact, they don't include any of my thoughts and feelings. They are just factual. And I can write a fairly short amount now of notes. And I do look over them quickly before I see a client. Sometimes I'll scroll back over a few notes. But actually, the reality is I don't need to. If I didn't have my notes with me, I still know that I will pick up where we left off together, because the client brings the energy into the room and together we go down into their stuff. And I think that's the most difficult thing, isn't it? It's about trusting what we have to remember. So if I'm working with a suicidal client, for example, always be careful to note in things like that I checked in with them about how they've been feeling, and they have told me they haven't had any suicidal thoughts since we last met. I might mention about a safety plan in there, those types of things. And that's really good in terms of being professional and writing down the things that are really, really important. But the content of the sessions and their story and where they're at and their narrative, there's no need for me to write that down, because I know and I trust that when I'm with them, I will remember those things. I wonder how that sits with you. And this is not me saying I sit here as a person with an amazing memory, by the way. If that's something that's getting in the way for you, that you've got a little bit of an internal voice that says you've got a rubbish memory, you can't remember anything. Or I hear students say at the college, they say, oh, I've got such a bad memory. And really it's there for them. And I would say from time to time, I forget to do things. And I have got that within me, the ability to have. I haven't got a really bad memory for remembering things, but sometimes I might forget to do the odd thing here and there. You know, and with clients, I don't forget. And if there's something we've perhaps agreed that we would come and, you know, talk about again next time, perhaps, I don't forget that. But I do also note that down, you know, something like, next time we meet, discuss, and I will very briefly write what we wanted to talk about together, so that there's a fail safe there for me. Especially if I'm going to have some annual leave and some time off where we've had an extended break from therapy, or they've had an extended break from therapy. That's also really important. But so many people feel that they're going to forget what the client was talking about. And how can we begin to overcome that without writing pages and pages of copious notes? Because actually, the huge amount of notes drain our resources. they take a lot of time. And also, sometimes we lean then into something that isn't so factual, if that makes sense. So our note-taking might then become more about us and not so much about the client. So where I'm at with all of this is I'm wondering what is helpful to you to help you to remember the key points. So it might be that you could write down some bullet points in your notes. It could be that you talk in supervision about what you're experiencing. And it might be that you're similar to me in that you put your client away, metaphorically, really, really well when you're not with them. And then when you sit down to be with them, you're all right. You remember the details. Now let's think for a minute about what might happen if we really do forget something and we forget the name of somebody or we can't quite remember exactly what the client was talking about last time. How do we manage that within our sessions? Well, sometimes clients might say to me, oh, you know, I was talking to you about X. And they genuinely believe that they have told me something. And if they are talking about something that I have no memory of, usually it's because they haven't actually told me about it. They think they have, but they haven't. But I will often frame it in a place of, I'm not recalling you talking about this before with me. If I have forgotten something, then please do accept my apologies. But can we just explore that a little bit further? So there's something there about that type of conversation. But there's also something about if you forget the name of somebody or you forget where they were going on holiday, then it's okay to say, oh, I remember you were going away. I can't quite remember where you said you were off to. It's about congruence and honesty within the relationship. Because if we try and play along with something and make it look like we've remembered something when we haven't, then that doesn't feel very congruent within the relationship. It doesn't feel honest and genuine. So there's something about remembering what is important. And I have to say, if a client is going away on holiday or something, that's something that I am more likely to forget. Not that they're going away, but I am quite likely to forget the destination. So if I have that type of information, they say they're going to Greece or something, then I will write that down in my notes because that is the type of thing I will remember that they're going away, but I might just forget that they're going to specifically Greece or Corfu or, you know, wherever. I know Corfu's in Greece or it's a Greek island. Oh my God, we're going down a rabbit hole here, guys. You know what I mean, though? There's something about the destination that sometimes I might forget because often, especially in the summer, when you've got clients going all over the place and you've got different people going to different places, it is really useful to just note down things like that. Sometimes as well, the thing that I might note down is if there's like an anniversary, especially an anniversary of a death or something like that, a bereavement of some sort, I would perhaps write that down, especially if I'm seeing them again around the time of that bereavement. So I really would remember, but usually I would remember that type of thing anyway. I'm much more likely to forget a destination or maybe just that, really. I don't often forget the names of their relatives. If they've explained it clearly, then I usually will remember that. But definitely destinations of holidays seem to be something which escapes me sometimes. So if you've got a blind spot like I have with that and an area which you're more likely to forget, then why not just make a little note to help you so that you can feel more confident? Because what's really important for us as therapists is that when we see our clients, we're able to put them away properly, if that makes sense to you. If we're walking around consciously trying to remember all of their stuff, that is totally exhausting and draining for us as a therapist, and that's not going to be healthy for us moving forward. But if we can find a way to trust in our ability to remember and recognize that if we do forget something, we can be really honest within the relationship and apologize and say, I'm very sorry. I can't remember where you said you were going on holiday. I know you were going somewhere, but I can't remember where it was. Or I'm really sorry. I've forgotten the name of your auntie. Please, could you remind me? that is so much more congruent and honest than trying to pretend to remember. And we get in our heads then as therapists, and we move away from the feeling that goes with this, the feeling of getting down with them in the depths of their difficulties, being in the relationship. So the best thing that we can do is learn to put the client away when they're not with us. And then when they are with us, to come back to them with the energy that they deserve. And that feels really, really important. So there may be one more kind of elephant in the room about this, and I guess that's about supervision. If you are a person like me that was finding you were forgetting client details when the client wasn't with you, what do you do about that? Well, in supervision, for me, it was a complete and utter revelation to talk about this and to explore exactly what was going on with my supervisor in a place that felt like there was no judgment. And to be able to explore that and doing that in conjunction with taking my client notes with me into supervision, I fast remembered where I was at with clients, and I learned to trust myself again, and I learned to let go of that pressure and that judgment, because my supervisor didn't judge me for the fact that I couldn't remember some details. She stayed with me in it and offered me empathy. The judgment in supervision, or the non-judgment in supervision, I should say, is so important. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're with a supervisor that you feel is judging you and stopping you from being you as a therapist, then that is the time to make that change, isn't it? And if you're on placement, I know that it's not so easy to change your supervisor at the drop of a hat. I understand that. But when you're qualified and you're out there working in the world, you can choose your supervisor. And when you do choose that supervisor, it's about making sure you get the right one for you. Because without that, I wouldn't have been able to overcome this. And I wouldn't have been able to learn to trust my memory. But once I was able to trust where I was at, and trust that when the client was with me, it would all come back to me, those were the times when I guess the magic happened, because I could walk around and be free in the days between seeing my clients. I didn't feel I had to carry all of their stuff with me all of the time, because that would have meant I couldn't endure working in this field for too long. But what it does mean is that as soon as my client is with me, I know that we will connect again on that really deep level, and our relationship will carry us through. And if I do forget the odd detail, there's enough credit in the bank with that client, because they know that I'm listening thoroughly. They know that I'm actively with them. So long as they know that we're listening and we're understanding, if you forget a small detail, that is okay. Just be honest about it. And I think if you can recognise that it's okay to share, then that is your way forward. Using that ability to trust in yourself, and using that in conjunction with some simple factual note-taking, should really, really help you to overcome this. And remember, putting clients away is a real skill, and it is what offers us longevity within our work. So the ability to put clients away in between our sessions is super important and a really difficult skill to master. So if you've mastered that, then you're doing really, really well. Don't use it as a stick to beat yourself across the head with. Recognise that you're putting your clients away safely when you're not with them, but then when you're back with them again, it should come flooding back. But if it doesn't, and you're struggling with it, talk about it in supervision. Use it. Utilise your supervision space and utilise your notes correctly. I wonder what all of that feels like for you. This is where I wish it was a two-way conversation. Of course, you can always leave me any comments that you want to on my Facebook page, and I will always endeavour to respond to those. So if you want to come and you know, have a click and have a look through the Facebook page, please do. I will pop a post up for today's episode, so feel free to come and you know, start a conversation there with me. I'd really, really, really value that. I will leave the Facebook page in the show notes below. So it was just a quick one for me today. But I hope that has been helpful for some of you, for people that feel that it's really difficult to trust in your ability to remember. Please be kind to yourself. This work is super tricky, isn't it? Be kind, really fill yourselves up, and I really look forward to chatting with you again. So, until next time, stay safe, everybody. Keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. If you would love to leave me a 5-star review, you can do this on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the absolute world to me. It's so important that I can reach as many student counsellors as possible. And if you have people on your training course that you want to share the podcast with, please do. It would make my day. Anyway, you take really good care of yourself, everybody, and I will speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.